What's that sound?
Fifi, Bev, and Nick's $50,000 secret sound.
The podcast!
On the Fox.
Ah, last time I'm going to be doing that, Tim.
Well, last time you might be shouting on Fifi, Bev, and Nick's podcast feed, but you're always shouting on 101.9 The Fox in the afternoon.
That is true. It's the only way to be heard. You know, you got to project. Didn't they teach you that in radio school? Project your voice.
No, I heard that the because of the microphones, you don't need to project.
Yeah, that's more the point. Hello to you, Tim Lee. I'm Aaron. And if you've been listening for the last couple of 3 weeks or so, you're aware of what this is. If you're tuning in for the very first time, how would you describe what we're doing here, Tim?
Well, this was we were interrupting Brecky's podcast feed, giving exclusive clues and going through all the incorrect guesses. This pod went for a couple of episodes longer than we would have liked. We would have assumed with the extra clues, some lucky Melburnian would have won this maybe 2 or 3 days ago. But congratulations to Nikki. Was it Ferntree Gully?
Nikki from Ferntree Gully. Should we relive that moment?
What a moment.
What a moment. Here we go.
I think it's the opening and closing of one of those little plastic key ring tags.
We'll now turn to Leon, executive producer.
Uber.
Leon, there's a lot on this, obviously, $50,000. Do you have anything to tell Nikki?
Nikki from Ferntree Gully.
Mm-hmm.
That is the secret.
You just won $50,000!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I'm going to have to redo my makeup for work.
Oh, what a moment. What a moment. Right, Tim?
Smile from ear to ear. Just for a split second, you, the listener, just imagine what that would be like if you had all those zeros just instantly pop up in your bank account. And then just think about someone else in Melbourne actually having it.
Remember when we spoke to past Secret Sound winner Olivia? She was out for dinner. She got the exact notification while being out for dinner that $50,000 went into her bank account. Could you imagine being out for dinner and all of a sudden having that kind of cash in your bank?
So good. So good. All right. Can you please walk me through some of these clues then?
Yeah.
Because yesterday there were some obscure ones. What the hell was sandwich? How does sandwich have to relate to this?
Yeah, that one I don't quite get. Sandwich. Oh, I suppose maybe because it's a type of sandwich you could put.
Oh, you're sandwiching the paper thing in the plastic.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I get that. What was plastic fantastic? I mean, that's pretty obvious because
transparent.
You know, yep. Line me up. That one confuses me.
Because you have to line up the bit of paper before you put it in there.
Yes.
Waterproof. Yes, it is. Waterproof,
yes.
Bunnings, you can get them at Bunnings.
It's durable. I mean, you could put a hammer into that thing and it would last.
I like the, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it because it does go on your...
Yeah, we've got that bit, little bit of audio. Obviously, the Beyonce song.
Taylor Swift one, and I'll write your name.
And I'll write your name.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what else to say other than
switched off.
Well, you know what? I'm actually taking off my motorbike boots because I've been teaching myself how to ride a motorbike around Hawthorne. As all the people from the very expensive houses come out the front looking like, who is this person? So I'm taking off my boots. Nikki, I believe, is on the... Are we going to lie and say she's on the phone or are we just going to reveal that I called her earlier today?
No, we'll lie. What do you mean? It's radio. It is.
Well,
we are technically still radio. We're going to have I'll enter a number into the keypad and you can have a wonderful conversation with her that totally wasn't recorded this morning.
Blip, blip, blip. Bring, bring, bring. Hey, Nikki, what does it feel like? Or whatever my question was to her.
Here she is.
I'm still in shock, I'll be honest with you. And can't wipe the smile off my face.
Now, when the words left your lips, what level of confidence did you have that you were about to get that life-changing 50 grand?
I was 100% positive I knew what it was. I was saying the same thing to my son yesterday and I couldn't get through. And I was so frustrated because I knew what the sound was.
Oh, by the way, for anyone who is listening, the secret sound that you won the $50,000 from Fifi, Fev and Nick is...
the plastic keyring tags that you write your name on.
From Bunnings. They come in different colours. A little paper bit in the middle there.
Yep. Very simple, very cheap, but got me $50,000, so I'm wrapped.
What feels better, the money or the bragging rights?
Oh, the money for sure.
What kind of things do you think the money might go to? Like, are you going to drop it onto like a mortgage, or what are you going to do with it?
We've been renovating our house for a very, very long time, and I've been very mean and made my husband do it all, so I think we might actually get some tradespeople in to finish it now.
Maybe send him to get a massage as well, some essential oils.
He can have some time off to himself now.
It's amazing.
Kids can all get a little treat, so it'll be all exciting.
We are. Everyone at the Fox is so happy for you, Nikki.
Thank you so much. I still can't believe it.
Again, congratulations to Nikki from Ferntree Gully. $50,000, Richard. And the winning won't stop for Melbourne. We'll keep clicking our fingers and making the cash come Melburnian's way.
We'll click of breakfast's fingers. The same fingers that dropped footballs above Melbourne, didn't get the world record. Those fingers have organised Fev's ultimate mystery noise to come back for one day only. So you can win $500 tomorrow morning, Friday morning with Fifi, Fev and Nick. And then I believe...
is he going to bring the... just quickly, is he going to bring the mariachi band back? I really hope so.
Well, knowing what we're going to do in a couple of weeks, we probably don't have the money for mariachi bands, do we?
What I've heard, I've only heard little whispers so far, but I've heard it's bigger than life-changing is what's been thrown around. Have you heard anything different?
I've heard all of the zeros with $50,000 pales in comparison to the amount of zeros that you can win if you keep it on 101.9 The Fox.
It's as easy as that. We'll talk to you next time.